In Jesus Greater Than Religion, Jefferson Bethke said, "My generation is the most fatherless and insecure generation that's ever lived. And we are willing to sacrifice everything if we can just be told we are loved. If only we knew just how loved we really are." "Open the door!" I couldn't see her, but I knew she was standing on the other side of the door, arms crossed, frowning. I flapped at the stiff letterbox, crouching down to shout through it, "Open the door then!" I tried again. I was 13 years old, and it was late, well past my curfew, and well past my bedtime. I was in the wrong, I knew this, but I was home now, wasn't I? Mum could cut me some slack. In my just a size too big of an Adidas tracksuit, I could feel the cold winter breeze grazing the back of my neck, and I shivered. "Just let me inside!" I shouted, this time at the top of my lungs, desperation lingering in the edges of my voice. From the other side of the door, my mum finally hollered back. "Go back to where you came from," she shouted. Now I knew for sure she was there. I kept flapping the letterbox with no concern for the neighbours that woke up that night. They were used to it. Me and my brother George were the only kids living in the small close of six houses, and this wasn't the first time I'd been locked out by her. I looked around. The branches on the only tree in a central patch of grass opposite twisted upwards towards the dark sky. "I can't! Please let me in!" I yelled. Eventually, she'd start to feel sorry for me, I figured. Or at least she'd want me to stop making all this noise for the neighbor's sake. She cared about them far more than I did. She wouldn't want a scene. All I was determined to do was make this woman let me in. I tried shouting a few more times and banging the letterbox, but Mum did not budge. You would have thought she had noise-cancelling headphones on the way she pretended she couldn't hear. Maybe after so many years, she was as good at tuning out the commotion around her as I was. It had gone on too long.